Good enough? All right.
This one was recorded here, 1965, in this room.
And we actually did it on the five-man acoustical jam album.
Yeah.
But it's great to be here at Abbey Road. Here we go.
Amelia and Sierra with Post Adolescent Glow. Good morning. And coming up, we have a little bit of Field Medic Headcase, followed by a little bit of Aretha. So have a Aretha. Have a great morning, guys.
Don't think that I hate you and I don't want to see you. I just don't want you to see me. I've been hiding in dark rooms, going to bed early, self-diagnosing on WebMD. I used to feel so pretty, now I've got a complex. Supposed to feel lucky when they say I'm just a head case. My days pass in a bright blur while my mind is elsewhere. I'm obsessing over who I could be. If the fog would be lifting for some relief from this sickness that beats me into submission anytime I'm happy. I used to feel so pretty, now I've got a complex. Is it supposed to feel lucky when they say I'm just a head case? So pretty, now I've got a complex. Is it supposed to feel lucky when they say I'm just a head case? Please don't think that I hate you when I don't want to see you. I just don't want you to see me.
And when his lonesome and feeling love starved, I'll be there to feed it.
so she thought, well, my heart was on my sleeve. Honey, I cried too. You better believe it. Beats for you, even though you don't feel it.
Friends, will you bear with me today? For I have awakened from a dream in which a robin made with its shabby wings a kind of veil, behind which it shimmied and stomped something from the south of Spain, its breast aflare, looking me dead in the eye from the branch that grew into my window, coochie-cooing my chin, the bird shuffling its little talons left, then right, while the leaves bristled against the plaster wall, two of them drifting onto my blanket while the bird opened and closed its wings like a matador giving up on murder, jutting its beak, turning a circle, and flashing again the ruddy bombast of its breast, by which I knew upon waking it was telling me in no uncertain terms to bellow forth the tubas and sousaphones, the whole rusty brass band of gratitude not quite dormant in my belly. It said so in a human voice. Bellow forth! And who among us could ignore such odd and precise counsel? Hear ye! Hear ye! I am here to holler that I have hauled tons, by which I don't mean lots, I mean tons, of cow shit, and stood ankle deep in swales of maggots swirling the spent beer grains the brewery man was good enough to dump off, holding his nose, for they smell very bad, but make the compost writhe giddy and lick its lips, twirling dung with my pitchfork again and again with hundreds and hundreds of other people. We dreamt an orchard this way, furrowing our brows and hauling our wheelbarrows and sweating through our shirts. And less than a year later, there was a party at which trees were sunk into the well-fed earth, one of which, a Liberty apple, after being watered in, was tamped by a baby barefoot, with a bow hanging in her hair, biting her lip in her joyous work. And friends, this is the realest place I know. It makes me squirm like a worm. I am so grateful. You could ride your bike there, or roller skate, or catch the bus. There is a fence and a gate twisted by hand. There is a fig tree taller than you in Indiana. It will make you gasp. It might make you want to stay alive even. Thank you. And thank you for not taking my pal when the engine of his mind dragged him to swig fistfuls of Xanax and a bottle or two of booze. And thank you for taking my father a few years after his own father went down. Thank you, Mercy. Mercy, thank you for not smoking meth with your mother. Oh, thank you. Thank you for leaving and for coming back. And thank you for what inside my friend's love bursts like a throng of roadside goldenrod gleaming into the world, likely hauling a shovel with her like one named Erilee Ott, with hands big as a horse's, and who, like one named Erilee Ott, will laugh time to time till the juice runs from her nose. Oh, thank you for the way a small thing's wail makes the milk, or what once was milk in us, gather into horses hucklebuckling across a field. And thank you, friends, when last spring the hyacinth bells rang and the crocuses flaunted their upturned skirts, and a quiet roved the beehive, which, when I entered, were snugged two or three dead fist-sized clutches of bees between the frames, almost clinging to one another. This one's tiny head pushed into another's tiny wing, one's forelegs resting on another's face, the translucent paper of their wings fluttering beneath my breath. And when a few dropped to the frames beneath, honey. And after falling down to cry, everything's glacial shine. And thank you, too. And thanks for the corduroy couch I have put you on.
That was Ross Gay and Bon Iver's Catalog of Unabashed Gratitude. And I wanted to play that for you guys this morning to just welcome us into this week, being grateful for what we have and being mindful of all of the privileges we are granted here in this beautiful world. Have a great rest of your morning. And here is Symphonia IX by Current Joys.
Yeah. singing, she's a carry-on. And laughing in her eyes, dancing in her feet. She's a neon bright line, and she dance on the street. Hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey,
I'm coming
by every day.
Hey,
hey, hey, hey,
I'm coming
by every day.
Well, everybody's dancing in a ring around the sun. Nobody's finished, we ain't even begun.
and here's your PSA for the hour. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember the drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. There y'all go.
Always looking for your next climb, the things I want. Don't take time, my money, yeah, honey, you'll get it one of these days. One of these days, love ignites. We're gonna get it and get it right one of these days.
Licorice and all the people that I know. shark, he knows he'll have to carry me home, and he'll say that's fine. But he's my baby, he won't mind. Allie goes it just like me, but she's on a stride of keeping her shit right in line. Black licorice, and all the people that I know would rather leave me in the cold. I'm just black licorice, and all the people that I know would rather leave me in the cold. We'll be right back.
you say my name, babe. And the way you wake up on a Sunday, rolling around like two warm animals. Yeah, I hope that you feel the same way. Yeah, I hope that you feel the same way. How much should I be reading into the way you look at me in your room? And I know that nothing's really permanent. Doesn't answer. Yeah, I hope that this doesn't answer. Say my name, babe. Yeah, I like the way you say my name, babe. I like the way you say my name, babe. Yeah, I like the way you say my name.
This is Sierra and Amelia on Post Adolescence Glow, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a good morning.
Thank you. As I rise above the trees.